to Trainspotting Tunes. I'm your host, Ian Duffy. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Sorry if last week, if you couldn't hear my show, it wasn't going up online, and I don't think the recording software was working either, so I don't think anybody's going to have access to that. We've been dealing with a lot of technical difficulties here in the studio, but it seems that we got it all fixed, which is great. I can't believe this semester is so close to being finished. This is my second to last show. My last show will be next Tuesday from 3 to 4, and then I'm going to head back to Queens, New York to go home to have a good summer break, and I'll be back next semester with a new show, a new time, and new music to share. I have about a week and 4 days until I'm done with my last final and I'm moving out of here. I've had such a great time. I've been happy every single day I've been here. Met so many people, so much new music that I found from all these new people, and I've just loved it. It's been great. But I'm very excited to go home to see my friends, see my parents, see my bunny, who I miss a lot, Kiwi. Just want to pet her again. I miss her. That's very true. So with that being said, let's get into our first song of the day. It's going to be Stella Brown by Jelani Are. I might have butchered the artist's name. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it or not, but I'm just going to go with that. So let's get right into it. Here's Stella Brown. That was Stella Brown. This next one is from Blonde Otter. It's off their debut title album, Blonde Otter. It's called Man Overnight. I really loved the new album. I thought it had a really cool sound. It wasn't like their older stuff that was more rock. This is kind of like a pop, indie, bedroom kind of vibe. But I really like it. I think they're making some really great music, and I'd love to see them blow up because I've been following them forever. They're my mom's friend's kids. I've like known them my whole life, and it just would be sick if they would like go famous on Spotify or something. But it definitely sets the mood for summer and just being in a good mood, having good weather, going to the beach, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so here it is, the next one, Man Overnight by Blonde Otter. That was Man Overnight from Blonde Otter. Like I said, that's a really great album. It just came out pretty recently, so if you want to take a listen to it, I really think you should. It's great to support them. I love them. This next one is from Audio Dub. It's called It's Never Enough. This was also in Outer Banks, and I actually just rewatched that on Netflix recently because couldn't find any movies I wanted to watch, any TV shows. I don't really like watching TV shows. It's like too much time that I'm dedicating to just watching the show, but I forgot how good it was. Every episode just had me on the edge of the seat, except the finale. I was talking to my roommate about this. We both thought the way that it ended was terrible, and it just like didn't lead a good open for season two, but that's coming out this summer, so hopefully that'll be pretty good. Yeah, and I've been listening to this song all week because the weather has been pretty nice, and it's getting really close to the end of the semester, so summer's going to start, so I can't wait to go to the beach and blast the song with my friends. So here it is, It's Never Enough from Audio Dub.
always greener. At least that's what they say.
That was It's Never Enough from Audio Dub. This next one is from The Smiths. It's called Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want. This is also featured in 500 Days of Summer, which I rewatched recently, like 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, or something like that. I really love that movie. I just love the way it's set up time-wise. It's not like chronological. It just picks a day between the first day and the 500th day that this guy meets this girl, Summer, and it just shows their relationship and how it eventually falls apart. But it's really great. I love that movie. So let's listen to that. Here we go.
Good times for a change. See the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See the life I've had can make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time. Thank you.
That was Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by The Smiths, followed by Sweet Disposition from The Temper Trap. Those are both featured on 500 Days of Summer. This next one is also from that movie. It's not played, but it's actually referenced. Summer, who's the main character in the movie, in her high school yearbook, her quote was, "Color my life with the chaos of trouble," which is a quote from this song. And she says, like, this is what influenced her music taste. That's how she lives her life. And it's just a really great song. It's from Belle and Sebastian. So here that is, The Boy with the Arab Strap.
Thank you. melody takes a backseat as a cigarette catches and sets off the smoke alarm. What do you make of the cool set in London? You're constantly updating your hit parade of your 10 biggest wags. She's a waitress.
That was The Boy with the Arab Strap by Belle and Sebastian. This next one is a song my friend Pearson showed me. We were just on the quad one day, just chilling in his hammock. We didn't have that much work, so we were just hanging out playing music. And he played this song, and it's just such a chill vibe and such a happy song, I guess you can say. And it just makes me really excited for summer. This is If Ever with Jax Johnson and Ben Harper from Paula Fuga. Yeah, it's called If Ever. Here we go.
If ever I could see you again, if ever I could see you again, won't you take me back to where we used to play? Hang on every word, hang on every moment. I know you're in between now, and I know you. Give me one more rising sun, just one more setting moment. It felt so bright, I had to turn away, turn back around, and the moment had been stolen. You make magic out of nothing, you make my fears go away. But who will make the words, will find the answers for them? If ever I could see you.
That was If Ever with Jack Johnson and Ben Harper. This next song is another feel-good song. It's from John Mayer. It's called Rosie. Pearson also showed me this song, and we were talking with a bunch of our friends, and John Mayer is performing with the remaining people of the Grateful Dead. August 27th or 28th at Hershey Park. So, you know, we might go see that because we'll all be back at school for next semester. So that might be fun to do. And he's just extremely talented. Just makes some really great music. So here it is, Rosie from John Mayer. That was Rosie from John Mayer. This next one is from Luke Combs. Yes, I know that's weird. Normally I don't play country music. Normally I don't like country music other than like Johnny Cash and the classics. But I don't know. I really like this song. I think it's really good. And there's a couple other more, I guess you could say, modern country songs that I like. But it's definitely not a genre that I listen to often. Just a few songs here and there. Yes, I wanted to give you all a listen, and here it is, Forever After All by Luke Combs.
got maybe 300,000. You only get so much until it's gone. Duracell's in a mag light, a needle drop on a 45, all the kind of things that only last so long. When the new is off and the gear to get old, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll. They say
that was Forever After All by Luke Combs. This next one is from the Backseat Lovers, and it's called Kilby Girl. This is probably one of my favorite songs by them, and at the moment, probably one of my favorite songs in general. I found it a while ago, but I always go back to it because it's just so good. There's so many parts of it that just are amazing. So here it is, Kilby Girl by the Backseat Lovers.
We're both throwing smoke into the night. It's raining, I suppose you need a ride. She said, I've got nothing to do, neither do you. There's a place down the road where we can waste the whole afternoon. I overheard that she was 19, just got a fake ID and a note. And I'm dying to figure out what she's hiding. Just playing it cool, but she's lying better than I do.
This next song is from my friend from high school, Thomas Lawton. Great kid, extremely talented when it comes to music. He actually just released his first album. It's called Eight Gates, and I wanted to give him some airtime just to support him a little bit. So if anyone's listening and you want to go listen to that album, it's on Spotify. I think it's on Apple Music, but I know for sure it's on Spotify. Just look up Eight Gates, G-A-I-T-S. Great sound. I really loved the album, so I want to play a song off of that. It's called Struggle Earned by Thomas Lawton. Here it is.
Sun's out, we got a runner. Touchdown, brace for another turn. Sun's out, we got a runner. Touchdown, brace for another
That was Struggle Earned from Thomas Lawton off his album Eight Gates. Again, I really recommend you go take a listen to it. It has a great sound. I really love the drums and the piano in the back. It's just like a new sound, I think, that needs to be out there, and it's great. And he's a friend, so obviously go support him, hype him up a little bit. We all love that. This next song is from The Strokes. It's called Someday off their album Is This It. I've played this a million times on my show before, but everybody knows I love it, and I just wanted to play it again because it's a beautiful day, and it's one of my favorite songs to play when it's 76 degrees and sunny, and I'm out here at college. Here we go. That was Someday by The Strokes. This next song is going to be the last of today's session. It's from Coldplay, and it's called In My Place. Here we go.
I couldn't change, and I was lost, oh yeah, oh yeah.
That was In My Place by Coldplay, and that was our last song of today, as it is 4 o'clock now. This was Trainspotting Tunes. I'm your host, Ian Duffy. Thank you guys for listening to WJRH 104.9 FM here at Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'll be back next week on Tuesday from 3 to 4 for my last show of the semester, so I'll be sure to make it interesting. Again, thank you for everybody that tuned in and listened. I had a great time this semester through it all. So everyone, have a great day. I'll see you next week. Peace.